Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
I'm not going to get this name right, so I'm going to give it to you if you would read that name to me.
Nusrat Chaudhuri.
Thank you very
much. Nusrat Chaudhuri.
Yeah, she is up for a judicial appointment, and she was testifying before the Senate, and she was Senate Judiciary Committee. And Senator Kennedy asked her the following question. When Senator Kennedy from Louisiana asked the nominee about the remarks she made on a panel at Princeton in 2015, the following exchange ensued. Mr. Kennedy said, "You said that the killing of unarmed black men by police happens every day in America. Did you say that?" Ms. Chaudhuri said, "Senator, I don't recall that statement, but it's something I may have said in that context." Mr. Kennedy, "You think it happens every single day? I believe that statement that I was making in the comment was as a role as an advocate, and I was engaging in rhetorical advocacy. But you do believe that police officers kill unarmed black men every day in America? Senator, I believe the killing of unarmed black citizens by law enforcement is tragic. And I believe in that instance," Mr. Kennedy says, Senator Kennedy said, "I believe it's tragic, too. But do you believe it happens every day?" And she said, "I spoke only as an advocate." Well, the fact is, last year there were six unarmed black people who were killed by policemen. And unarmed, by definition, does not mean they're not fighting with. It just means they're not armed. And so here's the question that I have here. Then Biden has now come out talking about the leaked opinion from the courts, and he is engaging in the same excessive rhetoric as this judicial nominee, in that he is making stuff up out of whole cloth about how this ruling will actually impact who people can marry, whether or not they conceive a child, whether or not they can raise their own child. I mean, what he said goes on and on and on. And the ruling, the opinion that was leaked, says this opinion affects only this question and no other right. It says that in the opinion that was leaked. And so what Biden is saying is engaging in excess. So my question, Michael, is should this person be on the court, since disinformation is the knowingly making up false statements and then spreading them so that other people will then believe something and act on something that is factually false? Should that person be a judge, a federal judge? My answer is clearly not. But heck, we've got one as the President of the United States who will make stuff up about everything. And that is where we are today. And the other members of the Biden administration, Mayorkas and all these other people, are just following their lead. And all of them just make stuff up. Jen Psaki doesn't give a press briefing without making up at least three or four different facts out of whole cloth, or denying true facts and saying they're false. And so I don't, you know, that's where we are. And the idea of having a governance board that will determine what disinformation is by an administration that puts up before the Judiciary Committee a nominee who, on the record, has made stuff up and is engaging in disinformation and is proud of it. That's where we are today, Michael.